Lamont and Tinelli.
Well, boy, oh boy, I love this. On Mondays around this time, we talk to the great Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. And Skin, you sent me something that I love because apparently Aubrey Plaza, who was on Parks and Recs, is that correct?
Yeah. And she hosted SNL on Saturday.
Yes, and she hosted SNL on Saturday. And more importantly, she was also in White Lotus.
White Lotus.
And
yes.
she played the girlfriend
right.
on White Lotus. And
yeah.
she was very, very hot.
Yeah, the one that the husband thought she was having an affair.
Yes.
And she was great in it. And that White Lotus is so popular. So, she became famous on Parks and Rec. She played April, the sarcastic intern. And then, has really become pretty famous with White Lotus and a bunch of other stuff. But hosting SNL over the weekend, I thought that I would bring her up to you guys because I figured you'd probably be wondering, well, has Aubrey Plaza ever done a nude scene?
Yes, and, that was my first question to you.
It's always your first question, whoever I mentioned.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the answer is yes. There's a couple things I wanted to bring up. She did a movie in 2020 right before COVID, but then it was released during COVID, called Black Bear, in which she shows her butt in a cool close-up scene. It's really great, so I recommend that. But my favorite...
Skin, before we get to your favorite, how far into Black Bear do I have to go to see her bear?
34 minutes, sir. Very important to know. Yeah, it's a great scene. But then in she did a movie called... Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates in 2016, and it is, to me, the best nude scene where she's standing up at the hour and 33-minute mark, and wow, is it a great, great scene. I highly recommend you check that out. And then she did a movie called The Little Hours where she is topless from about 2017. So basically, she's never done one like long full frontal great scene, but she's done a number of shorter
bits quick, and parts. Good,
yeah. she's shown her Parks and Rec, Parks and Rec, and it's pretty nice. So yeah, she's pretty popular right now, and with the SNL hosting over the weekend, I wanted to bring it up. But I also wanted to bring up to you that I don't know if you heard over the weekend, but Gina Lola Brigida died at age 95. And like people my age, like you, when you were a kid, you remember hearing the name Gina Lola Brigida because it was
right.
like the coolest movie star name. And you probably knew none of her movies, but she was very famous.
She was like a sex symbol in the 60s.
Well, even the 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
wow.
How old was Gina Lola Brigida?
She died at 95, actually, she wasn't like out the pasture. Like a year or so ago, she was running in Italy for some sort of an office, like a political office. So she's like was actually kind of still famous and
still half decent looking at the age of 95, which brings up a great question, Skin.
Yeah, I know
would
what
you
you're gonna ask.
Would you have done her at the age of 95?
The answer is yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Wow. No, you did it.
Yeah.
Man,
no, but I did want to mention.
Skin, what is your limit? Because I've had this conversation before.
We talked about this on a podcast.
Because that's like a gilf, a grandma that you'd like to,
She's a GGILF, a great grandma.
So is there any GGILF?
A great grandma.
So toothless. No, I'm just kidding.
Is there any old star, and let's say 80 up, that you think is hot enough that you could get it up for?
Raquel Welch, I would say, is still probably looking fantastic. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who am I to,
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's a great one. But let's get to the important question. Has Gina Lola Brigida ever done a nude scene?
Yes.
Yeah, two things I want to share with you.
She hasn't done one when she was 94, did she?
Well, no. she did a movie in 90. Well, you know, it's funny. Her career, she was already in her 40s. In 1967, when nudity in American films started to kick in. So it's funny, like, most of the stuff she was in was in the late 30s, 40s, 50s, and early 60s. So she didn't really have a lot of opportunities. But I did find, for you guys, she did a movie in 1969 called That Splendid November, where she was in a nightgown where they poured a bucket, like, of water over her, and you could see through it. But more importantly, in the 50s, in 1952, she did a French film where she walks completely nude into a Roman bath, and it's pretty amazing that it was in 1952 and you could see her butt. And if you think about it, Brigitte Bardot and Sophia Loren did nude scenes in the 50s. We didn't have nudity here, but in the foreign films and those art houses people used to go to, you could see nude scenes. And Gina Lola Brigida, who died over the weekend, actually did a nude scene in 1952, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Well, how do you like that?
Scandalous. Yeah.
All right, Skin. Yeah. I think the Raquel Welch answer is my favorite so far.
She looks gorgeous still. I just Googled to look at a recent image. Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's just so you know, Chasta, it's not spelled R-A-C-K, Raquel Welch. It's Raquel Welch.
I'm sure you spell it that way.
I spell it R-A-C-K, yeah.
The great Mr. Skin, always a treat talking to you.
All right, guys, take care.
Lamont and Tonelli.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.